North Korea is in the spotlight again for human rights and religious rights abuses. Nepal steps back from chaos, but trouble interrupts some ministry work. And Young Life reaches out to the wild at heart. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. North Korea tops our news today. In an unprecedented move, family and activists have called upon the international community to intervene to abort the execution of a named North Korean Christian, Mr. Sun Jung-nam. This is taking place during the North Korea Freedom Week, an awareness campaign at the Capitol, partially sponsored by Open Doors. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says it's to encourage believers enduring a cruel regime.
The physical needs of a people who are literally starved to death by their government are primarily our work there. But we're also delivering training and Bibles and commentary Bibles to those pastors that are risking their lives every day by leading the church, leading the flock underground in North Korea.
Mueller says the battle won't stop for them at this week's end.
We have a 3-year, 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week prayer campaign on behalf of North Korea. We truly believe that prayer is a strategic weapon of offense against the spiritual forces of darkness that rule in North Korea. And we are engaging the enemy on their turf through this type of strategic prayer.
Next, Gospel for Asia has been forced to temporarily close its office in Kathmandu, Nepal, as the Himalayan kingdom has suffered some of its worst violence in decades. Maoist rebels suspended a blockade of the capital as they await the outcome of Parliament's meeting on Friday. GFA's Bible College is functioning, and the radio programs are still on the air. They have more than 550 native missionaries and over 400 congregations in that mountainous country. You're listening to Mission Network News. Missionaries planting tribal churches. That's the heart of New Tribes Mission's global work. Their effort is getting a boost through a development of a new missionary training center in the U.S. The center will be used to better equip and train church planting missionaries among unreached tribal people. New Tribes operates separate year-long institutes for missionary candidate training and language courses, but the new center will integrate those programs into a 2-year course. Meanwhile, you could hear the sound of weeping, men and women broken in repentance before God, seeking revival in their own lives. Life Action Revival Ministries' Byron Paula says that was the scene at their Heart Cry for Revival conference held in North Carolina last weekend. Paula says he sees a growing hunger for God.
Hundreds of pastors and Christian leaders have come together to cry out to God for a movement of His Spirit in our day. We see the desperation around us. There's an urgency in the heart of these pastors and leaders who have a burden to see God move.
Paulus is thrilled to see what God is doing in the hearts of the leaders toward revival. But it's more than just about a revival in America. It's about God's glory in the nations.
Across denominational spectrum, across racial lines, we've come together to say there is a greater mission. And if we don't see God intervene in our nation now, we will become increasingly a reproach among the nations.
And it's a well-known fact that the challenges facing the average middle school student come sooner than they did for their parents. Young Life's Shelley Sadler says that's what wildlife is all about.
To be willing to stay in a kid's life through their adolescent years is really, really important, because many times kids are feeling very deeply at the age of middle school, but they simply don't know how to articulate or express those feelings. They just need to have somebody near them.
Sadler says wildlife exists because kids are growing up too fast and they are caught in the awkward stage between childhood and adulthood. So it's a mix of a youth group and a mentoring program.
We enter their world, spend time with them outside of school, outside of the wildlife club meetings. We go to their concerts, their sporting events. We go to the mall. We go to movies. We're trying to reach kids relationally with the love of Christ in a way that they've maybe never experienced before.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.